شروع کریں. الحمدللہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان الذین یاکلون اموال الیتام ظلما انما یاکلون فی بطونهم نارا. وقال اللہ تعالی وتأکلون تراث اکلا لما وتحبون المال حب جما. وقال الله تعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشا وساء سبيلا. وقال الله تعالى أتعطون الذكران من العالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تركت بعد فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لعلي يا علي لا تتبع النظرة فإن لك الأولى وليس لك الآخرة. وسمع عليه الصلاة والسلام رجلا يتجشى فقال أقصر من جشائك فإن أطول الناس جوعا يوم القيامة أطولهم شبعا في الدنيا. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فإن لزوجك عليك حقا ولزورك عليك حقا ولجسدك عليك حقا. وقال الله تعالى أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. صدق اللہ العلی العظیم وصدق رسول النبی الکریم. مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، الحمدللہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز گرانٹیڈ اس ایمان. دس از ویری ویری گریٹ بلیسنگ آف ہم، اینڈ وی شوڈ بی آلویز doing shukr on this fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because without this anything good if we are doing, that will not be used in our favor in that life, because it will have no weight. And if we are doing something bad, that will be put upon us. So therefore everything is against us if we don't have iman. But if alhamdulillah is we are having iman, for everything good we shall be granted 10 times at least. If are we having anything good, so we shall be blessed for that 10 times of that. And if we do something bad, so then it will be that much which is there. And if we ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. So this is actually the because of iman. So when we enter in Islam by iman, then after that our all amal will be well, and everything good will be giving us that benefit, and everything bad for that we shall be responsible. If we don't ask forgiveness from them. And there are some matters which put us in danger. And these are our wishes. Our wishes may be good, yes, some of them, but most of our wishes are not good, because these are coming from nafs. And if nafs is not provided proper training, so it in most cases bringing us to bad things. And some of them are very dangerous. Some of them. So one of them is greed. greed of wealth, greed of position, and greed of lazat, taste. So these are very dangerous. So as I have recited some of verses of Holy Quran and some Ahadith Sharifa, so I think before that I should translate them. For verily Allah has said, eat and drink and do not waste, for verily Allah does not love those who waste. And Allah says, verily those who unjustly devour the possessions of the orphans, they only devour fire of hell in their bellies. We know, especially in the villages, there are some people who snatch those things which are belong to orphans and those ladies who are weak, and they snatch from them because of the tactics they are knowing, and because of positions they are having. Of course, in this world they cannot do anything against them, because even our justice system is not in their favor. Our justice system is also polluted because of these greeds. They get many things from these things, so they cannot get it here from them. But Allah knows it, and Allah will punish these people who are doing so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them hidayat. Because as according to this verse of Holy Quran, they are putting fire in their bellies, because it will cause fire to burn them. And you devour inheritance all with greed. Of course, this also, many people, they don't give anything to their sisters if they are having their rights of inheritance. And they think about some imaginary views they are having in their mind. Just like we are giving them jahiz, dower, and when they come to our house, we let them eat there. And this way we are giving these all things. So therefore, they don't have any right in the other things. This is nature of Hindus. Hindus were doing like this. And these people have taken this thing from Hindus' culture. Muslim culture is not this. When Hazrat Maulana Ubaidullah Sindhi Rahmatullah Alayh, who was sick, he learned the inheritance rules of Islam. Because of that, he became Muslim. That these rules are having high level of justice. So therefore, he became Muslim because of that. So we should convince ourselves to follow these rules of inheritance and not stop the other people who have rights to get their rights from the people. And do not, and Allah says, and do not come near the adultery, for it is shameful deed and evil opening the road to other evils. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the desire in the men and the women for this. Because of that, the families come into existence. So that is natural. Just like we are eating, so if we would not be having taste in that food, so we would not be able to eat them. Just like we see that the thing which is not tasty and which is very, very good for us, for example, so we are not able to eat. So the elders convince us, eat it, it will benefit you. But it becomes difficult for the people. So similarly, if this desire in the men and the women will not exist, so there would be no marriages, there would be no tanasul continued, which is very, very necessary for the human being. So because of this, test has been put in this. But it should not be used in wrong manners. It should be used in proper ways, just like marriage. So this adultery, it is discouraged, and it should be discouraged because it creates many problems in the society. And Allah says, do you men come to the other men from the world, leaving aside women? Men coming to women, this is natural. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this desire and for some purpose. But men for men, it is unnatural. It is unnatural. So this unnatural activity, if it exists, so this creates a lot of problems and a welcome to azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if man comes to woman, so it is not good if it is not by good means, but that is natural. Therefore, it does not bring enmity in both. Maybe they bring love in both. Although it will be sin, but it is natural. So therefore, it does not bring enmity. But if this, because of this, when men come to men, this makes both of them enemy of each other. After that, forever. This is because it is unnatural. So those people who are fond of these unnatural activities, really they are damaging their character too much. And is inviting azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for themselves. We see the situation nowadays. This is evident. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have not left any trial more harmful to the men than trial of women. Again the thing, because the desire is present. And if women are freely mixing with the men, so it becomes very, very much dangerous for each other. So the natural way of protection is this, that there should be some hijab. There should be some control on that. Imran Khan has said a little good thing in this respect, that the incomplete dresses of women attracts the men for wrong things. So it should be avoided And many, many people are crying against him. Anyone who says good should be encouraged. So in this matter, he is right. He has said right. Because this is the case. If I was coming to lunch in my office, and there was clear sky, the sun was shining, and I was having a special type of cape which is called Karakuli, and it looks like the meat. So I was wearing this. So I saw a thing diving upon me because the shadow was coming from that. So I thought that I think it's attacking this thing. So I put it with my hand down, and they dived and then again flew. So I saw it because it was attraction for that. And it was open. So they tried to attack on that. So if these things will be open and the desire is present, what will happen? If there are magnets and there is no insulation, so they will attract each other. So therefore, we should protect ourselves and also our daughters, our sisters, and all to make them wearing gently and protective. Otherwise, it will make problem. So, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a complete system of hijab. So that should be followed. Otherwise, the difficulties because of that which are coming will exist. Nowadays, you see, on mobile, there are pictures, there are videos. And because of that, the loneliness became very dangerous. And everyone is having these tools which can make them disturbing any time. And if they do not have spiritual strength, so they may put themselves in sins, hidden sins. So one should control these things. So if there are some people who cannot control themselves, and he asked me, so I said to him, give your mobile to me. It will be for that time, that much time with me, till you control yourself. Yes, it should be done. And you use simple mobile, in which these things are not having these problems. So we should plan for these things. We should think for these things. We should manage for these things to protect ourselves and to protect our lovings and those for whom we are responsible. Because one woman will be becoming means for hell for four men, for the husband, for the father, for the son, and for the brother. So everyone should protect her. Otherwise, that will become mean for such a thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do the same which is required in this. And we should use normal means to fulfill our desire for this. We should convince each other. And it is only possible because of true tarbiyat. قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دكاها. By controlling the nafs, because nafs is their thing. If nafs ammara is there, so it will always bring you to wrong things. So till it is nafs ammara, we shall be continuing tarbiyat of that till it becomes nafs mutmainna. And what is nafs mutmainna? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this regard, ya ayatun nafs mutmainna ارجع الى ربك راضيه تم رضيا فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. او مطمئن نفس, turn your turn to your Rabb in the form that you are razi from him and he is razi from him. And enter in my ibad and enter in the jannah, in my jannah. So this abadiyat is the main thing which is required to consider ourselves servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the senses. Abd, which is more than servant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do as it is. Wa ma alayna balagh. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.